Warp Pipe Wednesday.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Warp Pipe Wednesday. I'm Russ Lyman.
I'm NES Addict.
Yes. Welcome to the short show where we kind of talk what's going on with their lives, maybe games we're playing, some short topics as well. People definitely said they enjoyed the new format, a little bit of new stuff and some retro stuff. Since we're talking new gaming, you were mentioning last episode, we were talking about Metroid Dread. So that was a newer like game on the Switch. So
that's right.
Not necessarily all retro stuff on Warp Pipe Wednesday, but should be fun stuff.
I'm still working on Metroid Dread.
You haven't beaten Raven
Beak yet? It today. No, I haven't had a lot of time to sit down with him. So I finally have gotten past his first form. It took me forever to realize that when it goes into those segments where you're responding to the flash with doing like the parry move or whatever, that I needed to start shooting. So I just kept parrying and I would never start shooting it. And so once I finally did that, it progressed, and I finally got to the second part where he like grows his wings. And because I've watched YouTube, I know there's three parts, so it drives me crazy the fact that I can't even get to the third part yet. But so there's still some work to be done. But maybe after we get off here tonight, if I'm not too tired, I'll go down and give it a few shots.
Yeah, I said it definitely took me a while to beat him. I was going at it for probably an hour or two and just trying repetition. You die, you go again. Okay, a little bit further, a little bit further.
Right.
It's like, ah, all right.
But I don't see a spot in when he has the wings where I can like do the, like the parry move. There's no like flash to indicate that you need to like hit that button to raise your arm up and like, you know, react to his attack. So
yeah, I said it's been a while since I beat it, so
I'll have to watch some YouTube videos and get some more tips and see if I can't do it. And that's the other thing that I struggle with is when I'm doing like the, what's it called? Not the space jump, but like the screw attack. Cause you have to screw attack around him when he's got his gun out and he's shooting, right, and following you.
Yes.
Sometimes I can do it perfectly. And other times it's like, I get to the top and like, I don't know if I'm not timing the button right. And I land on his head and take damage. And also I wanted to ask you this, since you beat him, did you get all of the energy tanks?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, no,
I don't think I got all of them.
All right, that gives me hope then, because I definitely don't have them all. I have about 10.
Yeah, it's definitely doable. It takes some time, but you can definitely beat them.
Sweet. All right. Well, that's my challenge. Maybe next week I'll come back to you with successful.
You'll check in, yeah. Beat Metroid. Yeah, I've been playing God of War on PS5. Usually get about an hour in every night or so. Do, you know, like one mission or whatever. So slow going. There's a lot of side quests I could do, but I'm probably not going to get tied up too much with the side quests. Just get that main story out of the way. And then if I want to continue playing, maybe I can go back and do some side questing.
But you're enjoying that pretty good?
Yeah, it's definitely a different pace. And it's great how they had this in the other game too. There's like basically no load screens in the whole game. They like hide the load screen, so you're not like sitting there like waiting for something to happen, right, essentially. So that's super cool. And I love the navigation system where they have your main gameplay, and then up above, like right up top, it has like markers, and you could have like main story here and something else, and it gives you like a clock, like a, or whatever, like 600 feet to this. And then you keep, you know, you line it up to the middle, like a compass. So if you keep going 600 feet in this direction, that's the quest or whatever you're on, you're going to get to.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So makes it super easy. So you could see the main quest and you're like, oh, well, I want to do that side quest. It's only, you know, 200 feet off this way. And you can like line it up and go. And like, that's so much easier than like, you know, playing Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, where you have to put the markers and just follow the beam of light, and you're like, sometimes you lose it and you're like, you got to keep checking the map. Am I flying in the right direction? And I'm like, this would have been so much easier.
Yeah. That's one thing that I keep getting annoyed about on Metroid Dread is right before you fight Raven Beak, you have to like go up this elevator. And every time I have to keep going up the elevator, and then it goes to this like part where the computer is filling you in on what's going on. You have to start the plus button, the minus button, skip that. And then right into the fight, you know, with Raven Beak. So I don't know. I guess it's a minor annoyance, but I just want to get to the fight.
Yeah, right. Once you die and you like want to try again, you're like, I want to go back again.
That's right.
yeah, I was also playing, I don't know if I mentioned last episode, the game Battle Kid.
I feel like you might have mentioned that.
I had mentioned it. So I got a little bit further. I had live streamed it the prior week and I was stuck on this one part. And like every night after that, I was playing the one part I had gotten stuck on. And it took me like 3 days to like finally get to that next checkpoint. And I have been holding off to play it because I had ordered some like new Joy-Cons that Hori make for my Switch.
Nice.
They have yet to show up. So I'm waiting on that, unfortunately.
What's special about those Joy-Cons?
They're like way thicker.
Okay.
And they have like a D-pad on the left one instead of the buttons.
Ooh, I like that. How much are those?
I think they were like $40 shipped on Amazon, but it's running late now. So it's supposed to come tomorrow. And if it doesn't, I guess I'll end up getting a refund essentially for it. But let's see. Here's a quick picture of
it. Yeah, let me see these bad boys. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so they're a little thicker, so it probably fits in your hand a little bit better.
Gotcha.
So I'm curious to see.
I have the Switch Lite. I won it off a contest off Facebook a couple years back, which is pretty cool. And I have this like case that it goes in that in essence makes it a bit thicker and gives you a bit more to hold on to. But the thing I like about the Switch Lite is it does replace those four directional buttons with a D-pad. With a
D-pad, yeah.
Yeah, like those buttons feel so small. You ever notice that? They just...
It's like, I get what they are going with, because then they're like, okay, if you take it off and you each want to hold the Joy-Con and play a game.
Right.
Like, okay. But like, it should have been like, okay, the launch Joy-Cons are that, but then all the other Joy-Cons they make should just have the D-pad.
Yeah, because it's just, I don't know. And being like a full-grown adult, like your hands are huge, you know? So like holding the Switch is really uncomfortable. So I'm going to look into getting some of those here soon. I like that.
Nice. Yeah, there's that. And well, there's one you wouldn't be able to take advantage of, but my friend Tony told me about, where it's basically, it's like a U-shape, right? Mm-hmm. It's the Joy-Cons and it's a piece that goes across the bottom. So you just slide the screen into it.
Oh,
and it almost makes it look like a Steam Deck essentially.
Neat.
And I think that was like $40 as well. So I was like, I mean, maybe I'll give that a shot. Who knows how many things I need to attach to my Switch.
Right. Yeah. I wonder how long the Switch is going to last. Like its lifespan is been relatively long in my opinion.
Right, for like if you go, I guess, Wii to Wii U.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the numbers on that, but I imagine it was less. Although, you know, the Wii U was not as great as a success as other consoles. So that's why they probably jumped to
the Switch sooner.
Earlier. And
because what did it come out? 2017? March of 2017?
Maybe. Yeah, I'd say probably around that time frame.
So we're like year six now.
Because it's like, well, what are you going to do after this? Because you're going to need it to be backwards compatible with Switch games. You would think.
Yeah. Did they just make like a bigger, better Switch? Like, I guess that's what the OLED kind of was, you know, I don't know. I was just thinking like, where does Nintendo go from here? That'll be an interesting.
Right. Like, is it going to be 5 years down the road or.
Yeah. Is it just going to be like Switch upgrades from now on where just it gets better and maybe like a more of the same, except maybe like the console's just more compatible to like holding and things like that, like ergonomic. Right.
Well, so you keep getting the little bit better, like with the OLED, you got the better screen and longer battery life, and the kickstand was a little bit better, faster processing. And it's like, all right, the next one, oh, we're going to do this and this.
Who they knows? Need to, you know what would be dope if they called the next one the Super Switch. Kind of like Nintendo to Super Nintendo.
Right,
that'd
right.
That'd be kind of rad,
but
right?
But they won't. It would be cool. But
you don't think they Nintendo. Will?
The Switch U. Switch U.
Switch U. Yeah, that's stupid. I don't want that.
And other Nintendo news. I did just finish live streaming this game. I don't know if you've seen it before. It's called Full Quiet. This is a new NES game for the original NES, put out by Retrotainment. It's like an adventure style game. I've streamed it a few times before on my YouTube channel. There are a few videos of it. I did do a full like review video on my YouTube channel. Just look up Full Quiet.
Full Quiet.
It's tough. It's definitely a big game. It's almost like an open world game. There's tons of sections to go through and clues. And on the cover here, you could kind of see it has Morse code is real big with the game there.
Ooh, I see that.
So there's like when you're walking around in the woods, you'll find clues and you'll have to like, you know, get a pen and paper, write it down. What's that Morse code I found or whatever, and then put it into a keypad you find later on. So certainly involved and could take a few months to go through it.
Question. Do you know what the name of the game is referring to at this point? Or is that a spoiler? Like, what is Full Quiet referring to?
That I don't know. Yeah, good question. The whole premise is your son gets kidnapped and brought into the woods by like a Sasquatch.
Ooh, I like that.
And your pap is out there with his buddies kind of maintaining the grid towers and stuff like that. So you have to make it to different cabins and like replace fuses to turn on radios and open doors and stuff. So I don't know if it's just maybe you're in the woods alone. So it's quiet.
Yeah.
But that's pretty neat concept. Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying it. Retrotainment is the company that put it out. They also did, I have their shirt on, the Haunted Halloween series, Halloween 85 and 86.
That's cool.
These you can play on Nintendo Switch, the Haunted Halloween series.
Is that company out of Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I just saw the P on the hat. Oh, well, like the P, Pirates.
I'm pretty sure they're out of Pittsburgh. I'm trying to think. The P is for the town that the main character is from.
Gotcha. It almost looks like a Pirates hat or something.
Oh, true. Well, so yeah, I've been playing that. That's what we've been playing. I haven't picked up anything, so I don't have any pickups.
Yeah, the last thing I picked up was the Nintendo Power display back there. We talked about that last week, though. Right. Yeah, I haven't got anything else new to speak of per se. So, no news on that.
Yeah, I feel like the pickups will be far in between since I don't think me and Jay are buying stuff weekly.
No, not anymore. That.
Yeah, so it's here and there.
I'll probably pick up a few things at Southeast Game Exchange, nothing crazy. So looking forward to that, even though I won't be there the entire time. Probably just going to be there a couple hours on Saturday. I'll probably bring my son with me because they usually have Pokemon stuff there. And I know he'll want to check out, you know, whatever plushies they have and maybe snag one of those. So
nice. Yeah, it should be a good time. The only next convention is Retro World Expo in Hartford, Connecticut, that I'll be headed to. I'm not attending too many games. I think that's in a week or so in Oaks, Pennsylvania. I've gone like 7 or 8 years in a row and I'm like, I'm good. I can only pick a certain number of conventions to head to this year. So
right now they got baby Quinn.
Yeah.
Gotta be more selective. Any news on if she made it past any of the rounds for the Gerber baby?
No, we haven't gotten an email yet, so I'm not sure when that will come. Hopefully they just email you regardless, like, okay, hey, we didn't choose you, or
right,
you're in the next round. I don't even know if there's any runner up, like, do we get some free food or
yeah or, you know, like at least a bib or something, right? Something to show for your time.
So we'll see with that.
Hey, so I know you already know this, but guess who was at my house tonight?
Was it Pac-Man Case?
It was not, but that was a good guess because he does live here. But I am slowly recruiting all of the YouTubers to move to South Carolina. And my buddy Chris Ennius Complex was here tonight, and we got to hang out for a couple hours. I got to meet his his wife, and they hung out with me and my wife. And yeah, it was pretty fun. But NES Complex made his way to South Carolina.
Nice. Yeah, we got to hang out maybe 2 years ago at Southeast Game Exchange, I'd say.
Yeah.
He was there. So I might run into him at Portland. I don't know if he's going to be attending the Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
I don't know. He didn't mention anything. I mean, we were mostly talking about houses he was checking out while he was here. So, and, you know, just catching up on family life and stuff. So, but yeah, I just thought it was worth mentioning since he is an awesome YouTuber and a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he puts out fantastic content. I believe you mentioned him last episode or so.
Oh, I was probably referring to a Virtual Boy video or something. I don't remember.
Virtual Boy.
Who knows?
Sweet. I've been watching a ton of cartoons on Disney Plus. I don't know if you ever watched the 90s animated Spider-Man.
I did as a kid. Meow, meow, meow. With that weird intro.
Right. So I'm in like season 4 or 5. So it's almost over. It's at Secret Wars. I think that's the last season.
How do you find it holding up?
I thought it was pretty good. I was very impressed on like some of the earlier episodes since, yeah, I probably, you know, caught some episodes out of order, of course, as a kid.
Yeah.
But the characters that they introduced into the show was like fantastic. They had, you know, Punisher showed up for an episode. Blade showed up for an episode. I was like, mind blows. Blade, the X-Men showed up, like Wolverine, Beast, and everyone. Then eventually they had Black Cat come into the mix. Doctor Strange. It was a good time. So I'm almost done with that.
I'm going to Ohio next month, and I think my sister-in-law has Disney Plus. So I'll be trying to sneak in a few episodes while I'm up there then.
Oh, nice. Yeah, get it done there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, we were going to try to cover this quickly because we didn't think it would be a full episode, but we had a comment from you guys. Here, we could throw this in.
What did you say? What did you say?
Springfield, let's hear from you.
So let's see. It said, Erkin says, how about favorite movie tie-in products like the Batman Forever McDonald Pogs or the TMNT pizza coupons and the VHS? I personally like the Taco Bell Jurassic Park plastic cups. This is on topics he suggested. So I know Jay said you were talking about, I don't know a whole lot of tie-in products.
I feel like when Batman and Robin came out, and if I'm not mistaken, that was the one with Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl. And that was about the time I had this huge Alicia Silverstone crush. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was Mr. Freeze. And I can't remember who else was in that. But I'm pretty sure Taco Bell made plastic cups for those guys. And I remember buying a few of those. I especially got the Alicia Silverstone one, you know. Because seeing her in a bat suit was pretty awesome. But yeah, I can't think of too many other things that we haven't already discussed in the past.
Right. What came up for me, I ended up running and getting, these are from McDonald's, and this is when Batman Returns came out. So you got these collectible cups right here. So this is mine from when I got it, when the movie came out.
Oh, wow. Since
1992. It's a little sun faded, like where the McDonald's, I guess, logo essentially is. It's, okay. I don't know, it's supposed to be red. It looks a little yellow. But I also ended up getting this one here with the penguin. And I do have like Catwoman as well. But these are pretty, you know, they're like plastic cups. You would almost get at like a movie theater.
Those are pretty similar to the ones from Taco Bell, actually.
And what I think was really unique was the lids.
Is a Frisbee?
Is basically a Frisbee. It's a little hard to see. One of them's like glow in the dark. One of them's black.
Ooh,
but it says, sweet. What does it say on the
Frisbee
top?
Something?
Frisbee bat disc.
That's sick. So two for one.
So you can take off your little guy here and, you know, toss it around, play with it outside. So
that's,
you
get cool.
A little toy and you got a drink cup. I said I do have a Catwoman one. And the only other ones was, it's all Batman related. I do have the Batman Forever again at McDonald's, had the glass mugs.
Oh yeah, I've seen those before.
So I think I have one of those.
So you know what? As you were talking, I remembered something that I was very fond of as a kid that I don't know if we've ever touched on. But in 1992, when Home Alone 2 came out, Hardee's had Home Alone 2 Happy Meals. And the boxes were Home Alone 2 themed, and inside the box was a little paper cutout of like Kevin or Harry or Marv or the Pigeon Lady, and you okay. can kind of set up these little scenes. And I have a video of my dad taping me that Christmas getting my new Super Scope 6. And on my dresser, you can see how I have them all set up with the boxes. And they also had Home Alone 2 cups, large cups, and small cups that came with the Happy Meal. And I remember I had them all set up, like stacked up like a pyramid. And finally, they had four separate posters. One was Kevin, and he has like his hands on his face and a yellow background that says like all behind him, like yeah. going constantly. The other one was like the Statue of Liberty doing that, and then there were two more, but at one point I had all of them sealed in the tubes, and I don't know what the heck happened, but apparently after my dad passed away, when I moved, they got misplaced, and I used to store them mm-hmm. I still had the box for my Kevin McAllister doll, and I would store them because they kind of fit perfectly yeah. in that box. And I had all this stuff, and now it's gone. But that is probably my all-time favorite movie tie-in to a restaurant.
Nice.
So, there you go.
Pretty good. So thanks for the suggestion. If you guys have any topic suggestions, be sure to leave it down below, and we can get to it. You could also give us a call. We do have a phone number in case you want to come in and leave a message, 949-682-9277. And you could also text that number if you don't feel like calling. It's in the description of all our videos on the website, theweeklywarpipe.com. So you can check that out and write the number down. Save it in your phone. Give us a call.
Call and say anything. Make a fart noise. Do whatever you want. Just give us a call.
Can we get some prank calls? Nice. Sweet. That'll probably wrap it up. Good old 21-minute episode for the weekly, for the Warp Pipe Wednesday. If you do want longer format of us every Saturday at 7 a.m., we got the weekly Warp Pipe. We'll be jumping the Warp Pipe and go back for a little nostalgia.
That's right.
Well, as always, guys, I'm Russ Lyman, and keep your world fun bit by bit.
Later.